With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer says he won't resign his post despite pressure from some in the party after he voted to move forward with Republican spending legislation that avoided a government shutdown. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Look, I'm not stepping down, Schumer said in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press that aired Sunday. The New York senator's move has sparked outrage from some Democrats and progressive activists who protested at Schumer's office, calling him to resign his position. They have pushed for him to face a primary challenge, perhaps from New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East says negotiators are making progress towards a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Steve Witkoff told Fox News Sunday that today the two sides will negotiate towards a ceasefire in the naval war on the Black Sea. He went on to say that from there, a full ceasefire should be coming soon. Witkoff said his main goal is to end the conflict and stop the killing. Also at SRNnews.com, in Arlington, Texas, tomorrow, the National Medal of Honor Museum opens its doors. Retired Army Colonel Jack Jacobs, who received the Medal of Honor for his action under heavy enemy fire in Vietnam, says regular people are capable of doing great things.
Everything in American life not only can be, but always is, they are all accomplished by ordinary people who come to the conclusion that something has to be done and they're going to do it. That's what happens in combat, but it also happens in everyday life. And I think it's really important that we influence the next generations of people to think that they can do anything if they really work on it.
The museum will highlight the lives and service of Medal of Honor recipients from the Civil War to the Global War on Terror. This is SRN News. The annual report from the National Right to Life has been released. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It paints a picture of a post-Roe versus Wade America in which pro-life laws are saving lives. But the use of abortifacient drugs is rising, often as a means of circumventing those same laws. The report indicates that about half the states have restricted abortion in some way since the Supreme Court's decision, with five of them passing laws banning abortion entirely as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition has submitted a bill to Parliament that would ban gay pride parades. The legislation would make it an offense to hold or attend any events that violate Hungary's child protection statutes, which prohibit the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to kids. The new bill is almost certain to pass. The ruling coalition has two-thirds majority in Parliament. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold or redirect federal funding to New York's mass transit system. John Scott has more.
That could happen if the administration doesn't receive documentation of the steps taken to address crime and create a safe environment for riders and workers. While New York transit officials contend statistics show crime is down, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean P. Duffy says there have been a number of high-profile safety-related incidents occurring on the system. Appearing on Fox, Duffy says subway systems in Chicago and Washington could also face a loss of funding. John Scott reporting.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon says federal funding will continue for essential education programs as the Trump administration works to shut down the Department of Education. She was questioned about the future of the department during an interview with CNN. More details at SRNnews.com.